Don't we all feel a great joy to be able to honor St. Joseph tonight? He is our provider, our protector. We need to turn to him. And while we are celebrating the fifth Sunday of Lent, we need to really lift up our hearts in thanksgiving to him for all that he does for us. The other day, I was looking out the window. I live across the street from Rye High School, and it was before the snow had come again. And all these kids were out there practicing sports. They were out there running. They were getting ready for cross country, getting ready for the lacrosse season. They really looked like they were putting in some real hard effort. And you know what their coaches would be telling them? One line. The immortal line of every high school coach. No pain, no gain. You've got to be invested. You've got to make an effort so that you can help the team to go forward. And that's the sacrifice. That's part of anything. Part of sports. Part of life. And if we don't make any sacrifices, if we don't embrace those sacrifices that come to us, we're going to be stuck. Stuck in different forms of mediocrity. But our Lord, in today's gospel, he tells us what that sacrifice can lead to. Because it always, if it's done with God, it has a good outcome. As he says here, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Much fruit. Have you ever compared the size of the seed to what comes afterwards? You know, our Lord tells us the parable, of course, of the mustard seed. You know, that tiny little seed, and you think of the mustard tree. Very big. The acorn. See, a mighty oak. Remember, it just came from a little acorn. That's the way it is. You invest with God, you reap incredible things. And I have to think that when Jesus gave this parable, he had had some beautiful examples in his life that guided him to this kind of thinking. Who else but Saint Joseph? What a magnificent example he was for Jesus as he was growing up. That person who gave himself day in, day out with that sacrifice. I have this really neat little statue of St. Joseph in my office. It's on up there, kind of having him there to inspire me. Typically, you see St. Joseph with a lily. This particular statue, though, he's holding a piece of bread, a jug of water, and there's an axe at his foot. And it just puts it all together. Joseph the provider. He is provider. He's protector. He had hard work as that carpenter, striving for his family, that holy family that was entrusted to him. That was such, you know, that's what dads do. They sacrifice for their families. They give themselves day in, day out, in order to put that bread on the table. And when you see St. Joseph there with the axe and the wood, you know, it probably wasn't fun every day, was it? No. It was no. But it was for a purpose. A purpose. And that's what keeps dads going. That's what kept St. Joseph going. My dad, remember, maybe I mentioned it. I don't know if it was at this Mass or some other Mass, but I remember when I was starting the teeth were starting to grow in. Well, they weren't growing in very well, okay? They were going all over the place, okay? And Dr. Schwartz, the orthodontist, said, there's only one way to fix this. You've got to turn them into a metal mouth here, okay? And Dad just, oh, when he heard the price tag, no, I don't know if that thought crossed his mind. Well, what would he look like 40 years old from now if we... No, no thought of that at all. You know what he did? He went out and got a second job. Second job. Because it wasn't just my mouth, it was my sister's too that needed the braces. And it was something, you know, because, you know, he worked in a factory. That's not fun work, right? Okay. And I remember he would get off of work at Roper's, where he made stoves, okay? And he'd have to get over to Swift's, where he made, I think, vegetable shortening or something like that. Okay, and it was a 15-minute drive across town to get to the other factory. Okay, so my mom, she would be there. We kids, we would be in the back seat. We had one car. Okay, so we had to do this. So Dad would come running out of work as fast as he could. Okay, and then it was like that car turned into a telephone booth, you might say, because he had to change uniforms as we drove from Roper's to Swift's. He's doing all this, getting the other uniform on. My mom, she could qualify for the Indianapolis 500 now, getting across town. She did such a great job doing that. No accidents in the 2 or 3 years that he had to do that. And did he have a great time doing it? No, he didn't. And he didn't mind letting us know that as well. Okay, but why? Why do you do those things? Love, right? That's why you embrace that kind of sacrifice. And all of us have dads, moms, people who've done those kind of things for us. Okay, and we have to be grateful for them. Saint Joseph, he is the exemplar of that attitude. The provider, protector, day in, day out, getting it done, no glory, no pats on the back, but he's there for the ones he loves. Amazing. Okay? We have to say, Saint Joseph, help me to be a little bit more like that. Why? Because St. Joseph, do we hear any word of complaint out of him in the Gospels? Nothing. Just, aye, sir. Whenever God tells him to do something, count on me, Lord. Okay, that's an inspiration for all of us. We have to look to that example. Pope Francis, last year, a couple years ago now, he was inaugurated on St. Joseph's feast day. And he has this nice little passage. I just want to share with you what he said about St. Joseph as protector. He was a great protector as well as provider. How does St. Joseph exercise his role as protector? Discreetly, humbly, and silently, but with an unfailing presence and an utter fidelity, even when he finds it hard to understand. From the time of his betrothal to Mary until the finding of the 12-year-old Jesus in the Temple of Jerusalem, he is there at every moment with loving care. As the spouse of Mary, he is at her side in good times and bad, on the journey to Bethlehem for the census, and in the anxious and joyful hours when she gave birth. Amid the drama of the flight into Egypt and during the frantic search for their child in the temple, and later in the day-to-day life of the home of Nazareth and the workshop where he taught his trade to Jesus. St. Joseph, by the sweat of his brow, and he gave us the Savior. Okay, the reason Jesus is perfect man, and as well as being God-man, right? Perfect. He had a great dad, a great foster father, Joseph, who just did his job so well. In Yonkers at this church, St. Peter's, there's this really neat stained glass window of St. Joseph that I love because it just kind of sums it all up. He's there in bed, okay? He's about to depart to the fatherland. And he's got Mary on one side holding his hand, Jesus on the other holding his hand with him. Patron of a happy death. Why was his death so happy? Because his life was so well lived. His life was lived for God, for the family that he was entrusted with. That's why he is the great saint that he is. So let's ask him to inspire us, to give us that grace of a happy death, something we all need to constantly pray for, and the grace of a happy life. Okay? Because the happy life doesn't depend on where you're working and what you're doing. It's the heart that you do it with. That's what St. Joseph teaches us. So we ask him to help us to love others more fervently, to work and sacrifice more ardently, doing our duty and realizing that the blessing will be there. We entrust that to God's hands. So let's thank him on this day in which we honor him and ask him to continue watching over St. Vito's, watching over all your families, and helping us every day get closer to God.